The PAC Podcast Cartoons is finally here. I'm super excited about this, so if you want to see one of the projects that I've been working on, please visit the link in the show notes below. Also, please make sure to subscribe to my YouTube page. And as always, thank you guys for holding me down and not up. And don't forget to sign up to become a patron for the PHG Patreon page if you have not. Enjoy this week's episode, and until next time, everyone, later.
Welcome. You are now listening to The Professional Homegirl.
Professional?
Homegirls, it's the kid Ebonet from the PhD podcast, the only place where you would hear interviews from Black women anonymously on stories that would enlighten and expand on taboo topics. Now, if you hear someone that sounds familiar, mind the business that pays you, child. If you like the PhD podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Please, 5-star reviews only. Hold me down, don't hold me up. Merch is now available on the site as well as my book list, so please make sure you visit the link in the show notes below. You can connect with the kid on Instagram at The Professional Homegirl and at The PhD Podcast. If you are on Twitter, please follow me at The PhD Podcast. Now, if you are all caught up with episodes, listen to the bonus episodes by supporting The PhD Podcast Patreon account. To support, please visit www.patreon.com/The PhD Podcast. Now, please keep in mind that all of my guests are anonymous, so let's begin this week's episode. So I've been researching long and hard to find someone that can speak on this topic in an informative way, and I'm so happy that I found my guest. She shares her skin brightening journey on her platform while educating her audience along the way. To my guest, thank you so much for being a part of the PhD podcast. How you doing, my guest? How you feeling?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Good. How has the pandemic been treating you?
Pardon?
How has the pandemic been treating you?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been at home like everyone else, so just going through it.
Well, I know you was going back to school to be a nurse or something.
No, so I actually, I have my bachelor's, so I was considering going back to school, well, going to medical school. Mm-hmm. So, and after some time, I was like, oh God, I think I'm just going to stick with my bachelor's for now.
And I also know, which I was very impressed, you speak Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I majored in, Chinese business finance.
So, okay.
Yeah, that was my degree. Medicine.
We like a smart queen now. I was like, you can always stay with a job with that degree. So what made you want to share your story?
So essentially when I wanted to lighten or brighten my skin for a while, and a lot of the content online was, I guess, not super sufficient, or not people like telling their whole journey, or maybe they were using a lot of filters and it was just really, really complicated to get a straight answer on how to do that in like the most effective, I guess, healthy way. So I saw this one girl from the US who started making videos about her journey. And I was like, okay, if she can do it, and I was messaging her, I'm like, I should do it too. And the worst thing that can happen is nobody watches, which is what I was hoping.
Oh, no. Everybody watching you, child.
I was like, worst case scenario, no one's going to see this. And at least I'm not alone, and I can talk to other people and see how they're doing it. But then people watch.
Yeah, you got a lot of watchers, okay?
I didn't realize that.
But what
filmed it on my iPhone.
Oh, even listen, you know, well, I'm not going to jump ahead, but one thing I can say about your story is, you know, I was very intrigued with your journey because you really detail everything that you do and you show the results to your people. So I like the fact that you are very open and transparent, because even if some people do not agree with it, at least you're being very honest about it.
Yeah, that was very important from the beginning, was even when I didn't have results or I wasn't seeing what I was looking for. I was like, okay, this is where I am on month one or month two. So at least other people can get a realistic idea of where they would be in that similar situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was some of the feedback you received?
Oh, God. So before I think more people started watching my videos, the initial feedback was what I was kind of hoping for, which was kind of like everyone who was in a similar journey, like asking same questions, asking for advice, and other people giving me advice. And it felt really amazing. But as it kind of was like more people were like watching my videos, then the feedback got very, very negative.
Yeah, I saw I mean, people are just dickheads anyway, but so I know that there were some comments that mentioned that you wanted to be white because of the blonde hair and how light you are now, and that you had a medical procedure to change your eye color to blue. So how did that make you feel? Because I feel like some of those comments were like very mean and harsh.
Oh, yeah. It would just be so, it, to me, it's kind of crazy how almost like creative people would get. They would just talk about how I hated my race, how I don't like darker skinned people, how I think white people are better, or I think I'm better because I look a certain way. And that is completely not the case. But then I don't know. I do some self-reflection. I realize like these are people seeing me for like 10 minutes and making a very big assumption. And I've never given that feedback as if that was even an option. So these people don't really know me. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're in a weird mental headspace and that's mm-hmm. why they need to project this online. But yeah, those comments can get really just hurtful because it's not the case. But also when you have to keep on defending yourself, you're like, oh God.
Yeah. Well, I could tell in some of your videos, some of your most recent videos, you was kind of like, listen, y'all, I ain't gonna keep telling y'all the same thing over and over again. Like
It can get draining. At first, I would write like detailed comments, like I don't understand where you get that assumption from. That's not the case. But then, you know, some people just genuinely want to troll, where they'll go through like each one of my videos. Even there was like a video I did with like my mom, has nothing to do with any of that, and they just like want to just project this energy. So I was like, okay. Since multiple people have that assumption, I'm gonna make one video. I'm gonna speak my piece on it since it's gonna come up regardless, and if anyone ever wants to make another comment, I can refer them back to that video and just go about my day.
And another thing I like about your platform is because you are honest about the products, but you also talk about how you lost a lot of sponsorships because of how honest you are.
Yeah, so it's definitely it's an interesting time, especially when I decided to start making videos about it with a lot of people, which is an amazing situation where more people are feeling more empowered in their color and in their race, which is great. But during that time, a lot of brands were like, well, we don't want to promote this image on our platform of skin lightening. I'm like, well, that's not, there's more to me than that. Like I'm multifaceted, but I completely understand. So but it's not something that I'm not going to change or delete that content just to get those sponsorships either. Cause that's also like, I know there's always going to be another person watching who wants to know how to do it in maybe a safe or a realistic way. Mm-hmm. And that's what those videos are for.
And not for nothing. I'm not saying this because you're my guest, but I did my research on you and you're not dumb. Like you're smart.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Intelligence is relative, I'd say.
You know, it's just very unfortunate because I know from what I get from your platform, you started this platform off to share your journey, but now I started to see that you're starting to transition into other areas that you have interest in. So it kind of sucks that people are keeping you in this box because of how you started.
Yeah, that's well, the main thing for me transitioning was because I also know, like, once I reached my goals, that's the end of my journey, but, like, I don't have any more. I'm not going to try other products or really change up my routine very much. And I do have other areas of interest. So I wanted to explore that on my platform. And hopefully my audience, if they follow me from the beginning, they'll be interested in seeing the other stuff that I'm interested in as well. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do. But I never shy away from the fact that I have started my journey with skin lightening, and that's kind of how the YouTube channel got started, and those were the videos that did very, very well. So it's an interesting journey that I've been on with this whole channel.
Now, one thing I noticed is you don't really use the word bleaching. Is there a reason why, or should people not use the word? Should people use skin lightening instead?
So, for me, bleaching, skin lightening, skin brightening, toning, it is all interchangeable. I just think it's has a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. And when you say the word bleaching, that's when people get very, even in my native country in Kenya, when people say the word bleaching, they're like, no, I don't bleach, I tone. It's the same to me. It's the same thing. It's just a diff. It's like it's not. They're all synonyms, but it's just one of the words that really, I guess, get to people and, you know, get that angry response. But if I said, oh, I'm lightening my skin or I'm brightening my skin, even products sold on commercials, they're like, oh, this will brighten you up. But if I say bleach, oh no. But it's the same thing.
Right.
So I was talking about that with my audience. I'm like, well, I use them interchangeably, but I try to stay away from the word bleach because that's the one word that just gets people upset, even though there's products that we see all the time. It's like, oh, brighten your day or brighten up, lighten up, tone. It's the same thing.
So why do you think this skin lightening and bleaching, why do you think it's so taboo in our community, especially within the Black community?
Oh, God. So I think the main thing is it kind of comes down to like colorism and the idea that if I'm lighter, then I'm better and I will be perceived better. And I think I'm better than if I have darker skin, which obviously is not the case in reality. But it's this perception that if I am changing my skin tone, then I think I'm better than if I have darker skin tone. And I think people, and then that's the perception that if people with darker skin tones are not better, which is not the case. Mm-hmm. But that's from what I've received online. I get these comments. They're like, so you don't like darker skin people? I'm like, no, that's not the case. I just want my skin tone to be lighter. But my sister has a darker skin tone and I think she's gorgeous. And there's models and there's so many different people, but it's that innate response in their head that, oh, she thinks she's better. Or she wants to be better, or she thinks that this is going to make her more attractive or appealing in our society.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say are some misconceptions that people have when it comes to skin lightening? Because I know one thing a lot of people say is people who brighten their skin do it because of self-hate.
Yes. So yes, that's the biggest comment. They're like, self-hate, you don't love your race, whatever. And it's so funny to me because in my head, if I'm a lighter skin tone, I'm still Black. Mm-hmm. You know, so like they'll say like, oh, that doesn't make you Black. I'm like, so if I'm the same shade as like a Beyonce or a Rihanna, are they not considered Black? Oh no, they are considered Black. But if I change my skin tone, then I don't like being Black, which is not the case. I just wanted to be a lighter shade than I was born with. Mm-hmm. So that kind of it's so interesting that that's the mentality that kind of I always, when I'm reading those comments, I'm like, I don't even know where that I understand where it comes from, but it's so funny because for me, a lot of people who I know who lighten their skin, they don't talk about it because of the backlash. It's like, you know, so they the comments are like, oh, you think you're going to be treated better? I'm like, I've been treated way worse for being open about lightening my skin. Mm-hmm. When people know I lighten my skin, oh my God, the backlash is horrible. But if I was naturally this way, then it's okay. So it's kind of a weird thought process I have to wrap my head around. It's like, okay.
Right. Do you feel like more celebrities should be more honest about lightening their skin?
Completely. Yes. It's the same thing like with plastic surgery. If they're not open and honest about it and they're doing it, then you know, you're it's essentially like you're showing off a version of yourself that is not your original self, which is fine. There's nothing wrong. Like that's why I'm very honest about everything I've done. Because at least their viewers and the young people who are watching it can look and say like, okay, well, this is the steps that they took to get to what we're seeing on a TV screen or on an advertisement. And you know what I mean? There's money and there's a cost and there's work that's behind it. It's just, you know, people aren't born that way sometimes and sometimes they change it, but at least they know.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. You spoke about one celebrity. I think she's from Kenya.
Yeah, Vera Sidika.
Yes, and I didn't know who she was until you mentioned her. And when I looked her up and saw her before and after, I was amazed. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yep. Vera is one of the people. Well, she went the moment she lightened her skin, she went and did interviews about it. There was no like, oh, you know, I've been staying indoors. It's kind of funny. Like, maybe my friends will joke around. It's like that lie about like, oh yeah, this is just my summer tone and this is in the winter. No.
Right.
You know what I mean? She was like, listen, I went to England. I had a procedure. This is how I look like, you know, and she got backlash, but there was no secrecy behind it.
Mm-hmm. How expensive is it to lighten your skin? Because I'm with this particular person, you said she paid almost close to like $200,000.
Yes. So I always it's there's different steps and levels to it, and I think it's just based on your financial comfortability and also your patience. So Vera wanted to lighten her skin very, very fast, so she had, you know, procedures done, which that's very costly. Whereas there's people who can lighten their skins taking supplements and vitamins. But that's not, you're not going to lighten your skin in a month. That takes sometimes a year to 2 years. So, and if you want fast results, you pay the money, but there's ways to do it on a lower budget, but you just got to be patient if that's your intended result.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you was as dark as Lupita and I saw pictures of you.
Yes.
So what is your desired skin goal?
You know, it's very funny because I get that question a lot. It's not that I have a particular shade in mind. I think for me, because, you know, even in the summertime right now, I was definitely lighter when it was wintertime. I lighten until I feel comfortable. And then when I feel like, oh, you know what, I'm a little too light for my liking, then I back off a little bit. And especially now that I've been lightening for so many years and taking these supplements, I don't like having that pressure of like, I need to be this shade by this point or else I'm not going to be happy. Especially because I did do it on, when I started, I had a way lower budget and I had to be patient. And just, I feel like if I had a set goal in mind and if I didn't reach it up by a particular time, then I get very sad. So for me, I lighten when I feel like I want to feel a little bit lighter and I'll feel more comfortable in my skin that way. And if I feel like I'm a little too light, then I back off a little bit.
Well, I'm not going to, because I did see a video where I was like, oh, she must have like slowed down a little bit because you were still light, but you had like a little brown to you, a brown tone to you. And I was like, oh, okay, I see what she's doing right here. I mean, I was paying attention to your video, child.
It's so funny, especially I think in the summer times when, you know, I like being outdoors and there's some people who lighten who are like, I will not go outdoors. I won't be around people where there's sun touching me. And like, you know, I like to live, you know, I like to be outside, being outside, especially after this pandemic. I'm like, that is just not an option for me. So, you know, I realize that my skin tone gets a little bit darker, but you know what? At least I'm happy with where I am right now. And if I need to lighten up, I know what I can do.
And I think that's another misconception is people feel like they can't go outside if they are lightening their skin, right?
Yeah, it's completely false. And I think that's a notion that really just...
Because you be outside.
I'm outside as much. I'm in tropical areas as much as I can be, like being outdoors. I'm in the water all the time. Yes, I wouldn't be on this journey if I had to give up going outdoors. Mm-hmm. But I realize that, okay, maybe I won't be the lightest I could possibly be. I'm okay with that. it was never a thing where if I wasn't light, then I wasn't going to be happy. No, it was, okay, this is something that I wanted to do. And, you know, I'm on this journey and I will take whatever bumps and grooves go along the way with it.
So just to give the audience an idea, how light would you say you are now? Because I know what you look like, but for those who don't.
You know, it's very funny because I was recently in Florida and I don't consider myself to be lighter skinned or light skinned. Mm-hmm. And then I had a lady who I was at a at the receptionist, and she was like, oh wow, like asking about like my culture and where I'm from, and she's like, I didn't know they had light skinned people there, and I didn't really consider myself to be that but in my head, like in my head, I was like, wait, is she talking about me?
She had to be white, child.
No, she wasn't. She was African American and black, and I was very confused. I was looking at her and I was like, really? So I would say I'm a lighter skin, brown skin person, if that makes any sense, but I wouldn't call myself light skinned by any means.
Now, I have to ask this question because everybody always want to ask this one question when people talk to people who are lightening their skin. So did you think that you were not attractive with darker skin?
Not at all. I didn't think that I was not attractive. I think it's almost, it's kind of crazy because the reason I lighten my skin is very different than most people who lighten their skin. I watched Twilight and I saw that all the vampires had pale skin. And so I just wanted pale skin. And I thought people with pale skin were really like, it's weird, but I never thought I wasn't attracted. It's a dumb reason. So that's kind of what spurred it all. But for me, I think I like to change up my hair and my eyes, and my body's so malleable. I'm like, with lighter skin, I did these cool colors that pop differently on my body. And that's kind of how it started for me, or the reason why I wanted to do it. I just thought it looked better on my skin with what I wanted to do.
And I know that your family is from Kenya, so how common is it there, and were you the first one in your family to do it?
I was not the first one in my family to do it by any means, but I was the first one to admit it openly. Oh my god, I have a lot of cousins, and my mom will always joke, she's like, oh, she'd get these products from River Road, which is kind of like the black market where they sell these illegal skincare products that are very, very dangerous, that lighten skin. And I'd have cousins who, you know, they used to be my skin tone, but now you see them online and you can definitely tell that they've lightened, not naturally, but it's kind of one of those hush hush open secrets type things. It's like, you don't talk about it, but obviously it happens. Vera was one of the first, like I would say one of the more known celebrities in Kenya to do it, but many Kenyan, Nigerian, like those celebrities do it often. They just don't talk about it openly.
So being that you were so open about it, what was your family and friends' reaction to it?
My mom thought I was crazy, and I was like, that's fair. I'm like, but most of the things I do are crazy to her, so she's kind of like another crazy thing that I did. It's funny because it was actually my friends who aren't white, they caught on pretty quickly to what I was doing. And I have a lot of...
Because we know what it is.
Yes. Right. But it's funny because, especially because in school, I was in an Asian program. So I had a lot of Asian and Chinese friends. And they would almost be like begging me to tell them what I was doing. And they were like, well, this is what we use in China. This is what... And it was so confused because I was very hush hush with my friend groups, but they wanted all the answers. And that's when I learned that in Asian communities it's way more common, but it's definitely doesn't have that negative connotation. Definitely from my black friends, they weren't super stoked about it when they like really noticed the difference. And I would say this year, my friends who were white, they were like, did you lighten your skin? And I'm like, yeah. So it's always kind of funny how that, so it's been a mixed bag of reactions.
What does your sister say? Because I love y'all relationship.
Oh my god, my sister was so anti. She called me crying.
Yeah, I can tell.
Crying. when she found my, I didn't tell anyone in my YouTube about the YouTube channel, especially not my sister, because she was the exact opposite. She called me crying. And then she was like, okay, you do what you're going to do at the end of the day. I just don't support it. And I'm like, that's fine. You don't need to support it.
Yeah, just... I get that vibe from her because she's real spicy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. She was the first one when she found the channel, which I don't even know how that happened, but she found the channel and was crying, was upset.
Oh, wow.
And then now years later, she's just like, yeah, you're going to do what you're going to do. And you're still the same person. So it doesn't matter. And it does matter to her, but she doesn't want to. We just don't talk about it.
As long as you're safe, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know your boyfriend has been very supportive of your journey as well. So did you have to explain to him what you were doing, and how did he feel about it at first?
So he was very much against it at first. Like, he was not supportive at all. It was more like, why are you doing this? Like, do you, like, is there someone telling you you need to do that? Which is, like, always funny because everyone's like, oh, so-and-so is telling you to do this. I'm like, no, most of the people in my life were like, why? Especially right. my boyfriend. He was not ecstatic at all. But for him, he's kind of like, as long as you're not hurting yourself and as long as you're safe, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, because he's been with you since you first started. What, since you first started the channel?
We, we were together for, we've been together for years. So way before even the YouTube channel. So he was, he's had a couple years of me with the darker skin tone, and he loved, he loved me for me, obviously. But I think it's fun to know that even if I look different, that he still loves me for me.
Yeah.
So that's always a plus, I guess.
And I noticed that you said that people treat you differently now since you do have lighter skin.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I definitely noticed. And it's actually kind of weird. I would say in terms of...
I think it's disgusting, to be honest with you.
It's disgusting. And yeah. It's, the worst part is it's mostly from Black people, mostly Black men. Mm-hmm. So I would say when I had a darker skin tone, I didn't get a lot of reception from Black men as much as I do now that I have a lighter skin tone. And it's kind of upsetting because nothing's really changed about me. I mean, yeah, I've had some cosmetic procedures here and there, but even when I didn't have those and I was just lighter, that's where I saw the biggest difference in how they would talk to me and, you know, things like that, just even walking down the street. So it's weird because I'm still in the same body and I'm still the same person, but just how I've been treated, or if the words are kinder and a little bit nicer.
That's disgusting.
It's messed up. It really is.
But they gotta mess with your psyche just a little bit, because I know that I'd probably be like, well, damn, was I not good enough being dark skinned?
Yeah, so that's definitely something that I always think about. Like, even for example, like going into a club before I was lighter, I would remember, like, even like where I was, like they would sit, they would look at me a little bit longer and try to decide if they're going to let me in, even though I feel like I'm the same person. Mm-hmm. But now it's completely different. And I don't understand why that's the mental shift, you know? So, cause it's the same body, just with the lighter skin tone. And it's weird coming, because it's been mostly coming from people of my own race.
Which is the fucked up part.
So I don't know. It's weird thinking when I ponder it and I think about it, and I have to, especially for the channel, especially for people. When I made that video, so many people commented, this is the exact experience that I have been going through, and I don't know why it's that way. Well, we know why it's that way, but there's one thing where people say, like, oh, colorism doesn't exist and we're beyond it. It's like, well, I'm walking through my life and I'm seeing it in broad daylight. So please try to explain this to me, because there's no other thing to explain it. You know, there's no other factors that have changed except my skin tone.
So what made you want to start this journey? Like, how were you introduced to it? And I know this is norm from where you're from, but what made you just wake up and be like, hey, I want to lighten my skin?
Well, I always start with that Twilight video. But when I was younger, I had acne. And I had acne and I wanted to get rid of my dark spots on my face from the acne scars.
And you was a brownie, so I know you had dark spots like how I have them, child.
Yeah, so it really wasn't like, oh my God, it was a gradual thing. So then my mom, you know, went to the local beauty supply store, and then she was like, oh, these remove dark spots. And me not really, and my mom just like, not taking the time, I guess, to explain how to put it on. I just put it all over my face. And so I would go to school and I'd realize, like, my face has gone significantly a couple shades lighter, even though my dark spots were still there. But then I was like, wow, I kind of like how that looks. I mean, even though I looked insane, I looked very much crazy. I had, my neck was one color. I had dark spots. But in my head, I was like, oh, wow, I like how this looks. And maybe the kids treat me a little bit differently, even though I looked insane. So that's kind of where that started. And then I used to use those creams, which were horrible, just they would really just destroy my skin. And then I was like, okay, that's when I stopped using the cream and I went back to my original skin tone. And I was like, you know what? After seeing a couple of YouTube videos about people doing it with supplements and just a way more natural, more even way to do it where your face is not one tone and your whole body's the other tone. That's when I was like, okay, I'm going to do this seriously. I know it's safe for the most part and I'm going to see where it takes me.
So I didn't know that there was different procedures that you can use to lighten your skin. And one that you put me onto was, and I've been Googling how to pronounce this, glutathione.
Glutathione, yes.
Okay. Okay.
So come on, Google. That was the rabbit hole, I would say, of when skin lightening. I was like, oh my God, I can do this and it not completely destroy my skin. And it's even, and actually I could have anti-aging properties and all these other benefits. In addition to lighter skin, so that is, I would say that was the beginning of the rabbit hole for me.
Yeah, me too. Because I was like, wow, I didn't even know this. I'm so used to people talking about like, you know, soap, chemical peels and stuff like, or cream, but yes, you literally put me onto this. So what is it exactly?
So glutathione is a antioxidant that our body naturally produces, and it's in the liver. So essentially, so the thing that's very funny about it, skin lightening is not the main purpose of glutathione. The main purpose of glutathione in your body is to get rid of free radicals and just detoxify your body. But what happened was people realized that when you kind of have a surplus of glutathione, one of the side effects is skin lightening. Mm. So glutathione's purpose in our body, like say, for example, if you've been drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or any other toxins that we normally get into, that its purpose in our body is to get rid of those toxins. But after your body has had, I guess, detoxed itself out and you're in a healthy state, one of the side effects of an excess amount of glutathione was that it lightened skin. And so people were like, wow, this is so much better than putting like, I mean, back in like so long ago, people used to put mercury on their skin, which now we know is horrible and it was damaging and caused cancer. So that was like the big thing that was making skin lightening, in addition to like the negative connotation, was that it was so dangerous for people to do. But now they're like, well, I can do this and actually prevent these horrible things from happening and actually aid in anti-aging properties. So yeah, might as well.
Right. But damn, mercury, child.
Yeah. I knew about steroids and all these other things, but I realized that like way, way back in the day, some of these creams, especially like the ones that they sell in like Kenya on that river road, they have mercury. And that's so horribly bad to be anywhere near your body, but that's what people are willing to put on their skin to lighten. And now at least there's way safer ways to do it.
You can inject this or you can take it orally, right?
Yeah. So essentially what happens is when you take a, just like even vitamin C or B12, if you take a supplement orally, your stomach acid breaks down a majority of it. Mm-hmm. So taking it orally can actually become quite expensive when you realize that the amount of glutathione being absorbed into the bloodstream, you might be taking 600 milligrams, but you're only going to be getting 10% of that just because of how our body naturally breaks down things. So
right,
they discovered that not just with glutathione, this is with other IV therapies, is that if injecting the vitamin intravenously, you can absorb 100% of the nutrients. So that has become the more effective way for the skin whitening community to get faster results.
So what did your routine consist of? Because I know that you was taking a lot of injections to achieve your goal.
So I did not start with injections because injections were very expensive when I was first getting them. So essentially what I was doing was I was ordering the supplements on Amazon and I was mega dosing. So most normal people, just for basic normal health concerns, would take like 500 milligrams. And I was taking about 5,000 milligrams per day orally, just because of the fact that a majority of it was going to be destroyed by my stomach lining. So that's what I was doing. And then I was Googling and trying to find new ways to have it be absorbed more effectively. So I used a nebulizer at one point, which is another effective method that they use to for babies to get vitamins in that does not get as destroyed through the stomach lining. And then I was doing shots. And now that I found a medical spa that I'm really comfortable with, I've been getting regular IV therapy with it.
Listen, one thing I can tell you about your channel, baby, I see the glow up.
There's okay. Definitely a difference. Yeah.
My girl said medical spa. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely it's a big change from where I started, but it's a lot less more time consuming. So before I'd be taking about like 6 or 7 pills every single day, and now I just go to the medical spa once a week, and it's a lot.
Then you told me something else, because you were saying how you was doing coffee enema, and I was like, what is that?
Oh my god, I love coffee. So with glutathione, the main thing is you want to make sure your body's really detoxed before you start, you know, taking glutathione, or else essentially glutathione's main purpose is going to be to detox your body. So I started going into like the rabbit hole of holistic communities, like how do I detox my body as fast as possible? And I started looking into coffee enemas. So coffee enemas actually naturally increase our natural supply of glutathione by flushing out all the gunk that's in our colon. So I started doing those, and my skin, just not even with the skin lightening, like acne and just feeling like I had way more energy in my body. So yeah, I've been doing regular coffee enemas, and that's something I don't think is ever going to go away. It's kind of weird at first, but especially once you see the results of how you feel, I'm like, okay, this is a part of my life forever.
And you really feel a difference.
Oh my God. I could not wake up at 6 a.m. naturally before. And now I naturally, no matter what environment I'm in, I wake up at 6 a.m. like fully awake. Like it's an amazing thing I've implemented in my routine.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta look into this, because I ain't never heard of this shit before.
It was honestly the rabbit hole of holistic health. People do colonics in spas, right. But coffee enemas, just because you really are just resetting your system. So then all the nutrients that you put in general, not just with like glutathione, but like from your fruits and veggies, they just are absorbed way faster. And I will say, after doing it the first time is always weird, but after like the second time, you're like, wait a minute, there's something to this.
Yeah. So were you I know you was also using vitamin C. So were you using other things to help you get to receive better results?
Yeah, so vitamin C, I always say, is glutathione's best friend. So it helps mm-hmm. with glutathione's absorption. And actually, when you're taking artificial vitamins in general, the biggest fear is that you're going to deplete your body of its natural supply. So I didn't want to take so much artificial glutathione that, say, if I'm on a vacation or somewhere where I can't have like injections naturally, that when I'm out of that artificial supply, my body stopped producing glutathione naturally. So vitamin C is actually one of the precursors for glutathione. So it's important to take that. I also take NAC and just other things that help to that are part of the building blocks to make glutathione naturally in my body, so that my body still produces it as well.
So how long did it take for you to wake up and be like, oh shit, like it's working?
So for me, I'd always look for like the little improvements. Mm-hmm. So the big thing is with glutathione, it's not so much the skin lightening, but just like the glow in your skin. And that's just like, maybe if you're used to having like acne, or if you're used to having like a really dull skin, you know, just you know when you just your skin feels kind of groggy. Mm-hmm. So I would say the best way to relate it to is like after you've had a chemical peel or some microdermabrasion, just that 3-month mark when I looked at my skin and I was like, wow, there is not a pimple in sight. Mm-hmm. And it looks very glowy. That was for me like, okay, thank God this is working, because I've spent way too much money on this already to keep going.
No, I see it. I'm telling you, watching your video, I was just like, wow, like the body is just amazing, because to see where you started to where you at now, I was just like, wow, like she really did it.
It's definitely that glowing sensation. And I always tell people, like, don't expect like dramatic results, because it is a natural, your body does take some time to get attuned to it. But the glow at 3 months, no matter what, without like the skin lightening or whitening, my skin looked amazing. Just, and I looked more hydrated too. I don't know how to explain it. Like I just mm-hmm. looked like I was well rested, way better than any like medical spa treatment you could get or facial. So that was just, at least I was like, worst case scenario, if I don't get to like a skin whitening goal, my skin looks great. So I'm happy.
Another thing I learned from your platform is I didn't know that they have clinics where you can go and receive these procedures.
Yeah. So especially I would say in the US, they're becoming more popular just because there is a big stigma with skin whitening and brightening, bleaching. Again, interchangeable. But abroad, it's way more common. When I was in Indonesia and China, it was not uncommon it's called the Cinderella treatment or the skin whitening treatment. They like the word whitening there. Just a skin whitening treatment. And it's very common. And they know exactly what dosages you're looking for. Whereas like here, I typically go to like medical spas and I'll to do IV treatments. And I'm like, oh, can you give me this amount of glutathione and this amount of vitamin C there? It's very, very common, especially I'd say in Asian countries. But now I've noticed even where I live that there's more spas offering it for the purpose of skin whitening and not just like hangover therapies.
Do you have to keep up with your routine to maintain your color?
From personal experience, I would say the amount that I was doing in the beginning when I really wanted to go multiple shades lighter, I have not had to go back to that amount of dosage. But there is like a maintenance dose, which is significantly cheaper. But I was on vacation for like 2 months when I was and I went away for about 2 months and I didn't really do any major.
Wait, y'all heard the flex. I was on vacation for 2 months.
I like to travel. And I was in Tulum, so that's a very tropical.
Yes, heavy, I love Tulum.
Heavy. It's definitely one of the places if you're looking to get a tan. That's where you're going to get a tan. And I would say I didn't do much except for maybe like I had my kojic acid soap and I didn't see a major difference in my skin tone. But eventually, if you completely stop doing everything for like a long period of time, you can get darker and revert back. But I've not been going as crazy with my routine as much. And I've still been able to maintain the similar tone that I've achieved.
And when you say go back darker, do you go back darker? Obviously darker than the color that you are now, but do you go back darker to your original skin tone?
So after doing more research, essentially what glutathione does, it doesn't, so a lot of people like to talk about melanin and they don't really understand what melanin is or that there's actually a couple different forms of melanin. So what glutathione does is people with a darker skin, there's red melanin and there's yellow melanin. So what glutathione is doing is converting a lot of our receptors. If you're black, your receptors are told to produce more red melanin over yellow melanin. And then a lighter skin person would have more yellow melanin over red melanin. So the glutathione is essentially telling those receptors to favor yellow over the red, which is the darker tone. So over time, our receptors will have to readjust if we're not implementing more glutathione to, okay, we don't have this glutathione telling us to produce the yellow melanin. So now we're going to go back to producing red. So it takes a lot of time, but it's not as, oh, if I stop today, then tomorrow I'm going to be. No, I would say the amount of time it took to get this skin tone, it would be double to go back to the similar skin tone that I had before. And that's without, you know, tanning or anything, because obviously there's ways to speed it up, like with melanin injections, of course. Right. But in a controlled environment where you're not doing anything, it would take, going back to the building blocks of how our skin produces melanin to tell it to revert back to favoring red over yellow.
And didn't that girl Vera, didn't she go back to her to darker skin and then she went back to being light?
I honestly think she just and this is just my opinion, and there's nothing to prove it, but I honestly think she just put like tanning cream on because there's no way to go from that dark to that light in so such a quick amount of time, unless you went to a tanning salon or did the tanning cream. So I suspect that's exactly what she did, which would give her the darker skin tone in a quick amount of time. But then also, as soon as those tanning creams fade, then her lighter skin tone would show.
Right. Now, I was watching one of your videos and you were speaking about all the things that you would like to fix in your body, and it kind of broke my heart. You already know which video I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It kind of broke my heart watching you cry because I can tell how much certain things were really bothering you. So how has being on this journey affected your mental health and how has therapy helped you?
Oh my God. Therapy is so amazing.
It is.
Because I love therapy because, you know, when you open yourself up on the internet, you know you're only showing a version of yourself or you're talking about one thing, but then many people can have opinions. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about skin lightening, people are like, well, you should fix this first and you should do that first and you should do this first. And I was like, wait, I didn't even have a problem with those areas of my body.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, why are you skin lightening when you should be fixing your teeth or something? And I'm like, wait a minute. This is
And I'm glad you addressed that because I feel like people put those fears on us. Because you don't have a problem with your teeth. And I'm glad that you say, I don't have a problem with my teeth. I fix it when I feel like fixing it. And I'm like, right. Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, too. It's also the people who are like, you should love yourself. I'm like, you're the one. I loved myself, but you're the one telling me all the things I should hate about myself, sir. But it's funny because, like, at least through therapy, I've learned, okay, this is not what people see on the internet. With celebrities and anyone, you're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. That is not me. This is not who I am. I'm a multifaceted person, and what I show on the internet, and if people want to make assumptions about me, then let them. That's their issue, not mm-hmm. mine. And to focus on why I'm here and what I'm doing, and just, I guess, focus more on myself.
Right.
So therapy has been amazing on kind of quieting the noise that is the internet, and especially when the videos go really, I almost get terrified when videos do well. Because I'm like, oh, God, I don't even want to look at the comment section. I have to give myself a couple of days to mentally prepare to, like, answer and look at what people are saying.
Do you feel like your childhood played a part in, like, how you was feeling with everything growing up, especially where you at now?
Unfortunately, I would say my childhood did play a small part in the sense that I was a Kenyan child going to school in America. Mm-hmm. And I had the Kenyan perspective where, you know, black is black, white, you know, there wasn't right. really, it was just like you were black. I didn't really think about it. But then I went to school in the U.S. and then they'll be like, well, you have to look this way and that way and that this is pretty and that is pretty and all these different things. And I was thinking about, like, oh, wow, like, I didn't think about that much until I came here. And I was like, oh, is darker different or is it mm-hmm. lighter different? And then, you know, that was, I think, the biggest thing. Because my parents, the main thing about them, especially being Kenyans, they were like, it doesn't matter how you look. Focus on your education. Like,
right.
They're like, it doesn't matter if you're, what doesn't matter if you're pretty or ugly. It doesn't matter. Just focus. You went to school to go to school. So, but right. you know, when you're a kid, you're like, I want the kids to, you know, you want to be admired by your peers. So that was just very interesting, like, being in that situation. And for people being like, oh, you're from Africa. So that's the darkest of the darkest. And I'm like, yeah, and what does that mean?
Right. And especially you coming to the U.S., you're exposed to so much shit.
Yeah. And I would say that was always something very interesting for me and my siblings to kind of experience and being like, oh, okay, being darker is a thing. And, oh, if I'm African, that's, like, even more of a thing. But they would – so it was I would say, an interesting learning experience for me and very important. Because it's mm-hmm. given me such a holistic worldview and for me to be able to step back and, like, reassess where my thought is in the world.
Yeah. So what would be something different that you would do with your daughter or with your son that you wish someone did for you?
I would definitely let them express themselves in whichever mm-hmm. way they wanted to express themselves. So if it's almost different because in my childhood, aesthetics were the least of important things. Mm-hmm. It's like being like how you perceive or look at yourself, and if you want to dress up or wear, like, makeup was not allowed. It was just very much go to school, get an education, you know, you'll get married eventually. Mm-hmm. And if my child wants to wear makeup or do whatever they want to do, then I'd let them go on that journey in a safe environment. And if they didn't want to do that, then I'd let them go in a safe environment, but allow themselves to be more expressive of their individuality rather than mm-hmm. just be a bookworm.
Yeah. And last but not least, what is some advice you would give to someone who would like to begin their own skin lightening journey?
If you're going to make a YouTube channel, turn off the comments.
Right.
I would say do a real good deep dive as to why you're lightening your skin. Or ask yourself what made you get to that point. And if there's any even inkling of some outside factor telling you that you have to, then don't do it. And just make sure that if you're going to do it, that it's only for your own benefit and because you want to do it and not because anyone told you to do it or not to do it, just because it will make you happy. Cause that's the only way you can do anything these days.
Right.
So that's my advice is don't do it or not do it because someone told you to.
Well, I'm just curious because I really like you. I really like your personality. And I feel like you really taught me a lot about this because I'm American and I'm from the South. So I didn't know anything about skin lightening and bleaching until I moved to New York and being around other Black people and noticing things. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, people are educating me on this. So what's next for you? Because I feel like you are a woman of goals, as you can see.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, what do you want to do? Like, what's next for you? Because I feel like you're becoming a woman who you envision yourself to see, right?
Yeah. I definitely, well, like I was saying on my YouTube channel, I definitely am very, very, I like learning more about skin. That sounds really weird. I like learning more about skin and just aesthetics and things of that nature. So just being way more educated in that field and understanding the new things coming out in those fields, not just with skin lightening, but other things like anti-aging properties and, you know, things just to make people feel really beautiful in their own skin. And eventually I want to open up a medical clinic somewhere. So that's kind of the big goal, but just being more educated and kind of immersing myself in the aesthetics community.
I can see you doing it.
That's the goal. So fingers crossed.
But I appreciate you. I think this interview was I hate to say interview, it's a conversation. This conversation was amazing.
I really enjoyed it as well. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. And yeah, if y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns, please make sure to email me at hello@thephdpodcast.com. And until next time, everyone, later.
Bye.